My question is about separating Truma and Maaser in Israel. In general, I rely on the kashrus of Mahadran products I buy, and only very rarely do I need to separate Truma myself. I am familiar with the process, but two things have always confused me: the Pruta Chamura, and when to dispose of the coin. For this reason, I joined one of the organizations that let you use their coins, but it seems to me an unnecessary expense since I use it only once or twice a year. Recently, I read somewhere that nowadays we don't really need a Pruta Chamura because a tithe is almost invariably worth more than a Pruta itself. Also, that one can actually dispose of the coin immediately. I would therefore like to know what is the smallest Israeli coin that is worth a Pruta, and if it is true that one can actually dispose of it immediately. Should one simply put it in the bag with the fruit to discard, or does one need to deface it completely with a hammer? Many thanks. Anonymous from Israel. Okay, the truth is like this. Pruta Chamura is necessary that in order for the Pruta to be able to redeem the holiness of Maaser Sheni or Nectar Ravai, it had to have had the holiness of Maaser Sheni or Nectar Ravai put in it, that is a Torah Chiyuv. At least if the laws of Trumas and Maaser would be Torah, it would be a Torah Chiyuv. And therefore, it had to redeem the first time something where the Maaser Sheni or Nectar Ravai was a Shava Pruta itself, and had all the laws of being liable from the Torah. And therefore it's good, because these laws are very intricate, to subscribe to the Beis HaNedrash HaGavoa L'Chaklaut that provides the use of their coins for people who subscribe. If you have your own coin and you get direction of how to be pulled the real Maaser Sheni on, or you get it from somebody else who did that, then the idea is about 3 to 5 agurot is a shava pruta, and you can use a ten shekel coin many times. And when that coin is full, you've used it as many times as will be able to have that many 5 agurot in it. Then you can redeem that coin on another coin. Use the first coin and now start again with the second coin, and the amount of Kiddush in the second coin is just a Shava Pruta, and you can now fill it up with all the other 5 Agurot values until you fill that coin up. In the 4th and 7th year of the cycle, Erev Pesach, you have to destroy the coin. What you do is you take that 10 shekel coin then, and you redeem it on a smaller coin, on a 5 agurah coin, and that 5 agurah coin has to be destroyed, either broken up into pieces and buried, or thrown into the Yam HaMelach, into the Dead Sea. But that only has to be done in the 4th and 7th year of the cycle on Erev Pesach. Until then, you can continually redeem the coin onto another coin, and keep using new coins until they get filled up with the 5 agurot every time that you pull the Trumas and Maestras. According to your description of how many times you use it, you won't have to use more than one coin. You probably use a 1 shekel coin and keep it for a few years, and at the end of the 4th and 7th year during Erev Pesach, take that coin, redeem it on a 5 agurah coin, and take that 5 agurah coin and destroy it.